The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. What happens after the game wraps up, either when the day is done or the professional career is done? We'll take a look at what your favorite athletes are doing when they aren't in the game. Now, here is your host, Lamar Campbell.
Welcome back to Life After the Game, LAT Radio. Beautiful Tuesday, July 16th. Thanks for joining us today. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Again, that's 1-888-346-9144. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Life After T Game. Email all your questions in the info at Life After the Game. We have a great show lined up for you today because I will be co-hosting by myself today. Yes, that's what I said. When I was in broadcast boot camp a couple of weeks ago, I had an opportunity to speak with some of the best in the business, and one of the things that they told me was to always be prepared for the unexpected, whether it was radio, whether it was television. And it came to mind that we spoke a lot about the blackout in New Orleans during the Super Bowl. And, you know, a lot of people actually being at the game myself, you know, you have an opportunity to sit down and say, you know, what actually happened at the Super Bowl? The lights went out. Was it revenge for Sean Payton being suspended? I mean, it was New Orleans. It was the Super Bowl. And be honest with you, who hasn't blacked out in New Orleans every once in a while? So it happens to all of us. But we're looming tonight. Great night tonight in Major League Baseball, because Major League Baseball's All-Star Game counts for something. And that's huge. And unfortunately, there are a lot of stories overshadowing the Major League Baseball game. Of course, the huge story from Biogenesis. Now, we do understand that Major League's investigation into Biogenesis reports that as many as 20 players could be suspended for performance-enhancing drugs, possibly by the end of this week. Let me get a shout out to Bud Selig. And people may be asking, why am I giving a shout out to Bud Selig? Bud Selig, number one, he's a University of Wisconsin guy, so shout out to my guy, Bud Selig. I think he's awesome. But he's also smart enough, like all the owners are smart enough. It's all about the money. This is a huge story. Am I to say that Biogenesis investigation actually helped Major League Baseball draw some attention to Major League Baseball All-Star Game, thinking that possibly out of this game, 20 of the biggest players in the league might be suspended? You know, definitely something to think about. You know, think about it. Might be suspended. You have A-Rod, which we all suspect, you know, may have some business with Biogenesis, as well as Milwaukee Brewers left fielder Ryan Braun. Now, it's really, like I said, it's too bad to talk about the All-Star game, but that's the story. That's the story. Alex Rodriguez, Ryan Braun, who got off last year, and I won't say got off because they didn't prove anything. PEDs have been around in baseball for a long time, and I truly believe no one wanted to talk about it because at the time you had Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, and after a lockout season, what turned out to be one of the most amazing home run chases in baseball history. That's what I remember. Not the PEDs, but that. But unfortunately, PEDs are illegal. They played a part. And the Major League Baseball Players Union, you know, you have our NFLPA Players Union, which I respect and I'm actually a part of, the NBA Players Union. But, I mean, they advised all of their guys not to say a word. And none of them said a word when they sat down with Major League officials. Unbelievable. And the scandal seemingly touches all of baseball. I mean, New York City, the All-Star game is in New York City, the media hub of the world. Will we be able to escape the biogenesis process while they're in the New York media? Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Again, that's 1-888-346-9144. All-star rosters, three of those all-star rosters have been linked to biogenesis. San Diego Padres shortstop, Everett Cabrera, Oakland Athletics right-hander Bartolo Colon, and Texas Rangers right fielder Nelson Cruz. All three were advised by the Major League Baseball Players Association not to comment on the situation because the matters concerning the joint drug program between the union and Major League Baseball are supposed to be confidential. Good job, Players Union. And this is the thing about it. You look at Yasiel Puig, who did not make it to the All-Star game. I thought he should have been there. But all the good out of baseball, all the good that is going on in baseball currently, is now of the biogenesis. And back to my original point, I digress. It's about the money. They could have had this. They could have made this hearing a little earlier. They could have made this hearing pre-All-Star game. But they weren't going to do that because the fans, the game is about the fans. They want the fans to see all these players before they suspend them possibly for 100 games. 100 games. I mean, you look at the All-Star game being in New York City, center of biogenesis, and my favorite, I've never been a huge Yankee fan. Not really a huge Yankee fan. I like the Yankees. They beat my Phillies a couple of years ago for the championship. I didn't really feel too happy about that. But I will say, this could be the last run. The last run of possibly one of the best closers ever to play the game, Mariano Rivera. This is a guy who is an unbelievable closer, possibly playing in his last All-Star game in the city of New York. It doesn't get any better than that. But we can't talk about it because of biogenesis. That's something that I believe that we have to continue to work on. We have to try to focus on the good. And now, if you're on LATG Radio, we're going to continue to focus on the good, but we have to speak about the bad. But think about biogenesis. This is a – you look at Lance Armstrong. You look at Tyson Gay now getting busted for performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, this is definitely an issue. But definitely big shout-out to the track organization because they caught it early. Bud, you're a Badger. You're my guy, but you had to do a better job. You've been serving in this capacity since 1992. As the acting commissioner and as the official commissioner since 1998. Come on, Bud. Let's get it together. This is the All-Star game in New York City. If it's anything, you got the All-Star game. We have a Super Bowl coming up next year. I mean, we have a lot of things coming to New York. And this is, you have biogenesis on in the news in New York City. Good luck. Good luck. But let's not take away from the All-Star. Now, I'm a PA guy, so let's just say this. Let's go ahead and talk about some good things in baseball. The Pittsburgh Pirates. No one saw these guys coming. These guys are having a great season. Now, I grew up on the East Coast of Pennsylvania, and a lot of people on the East Coast of Pennsylvania actually consider Pittsburgh the Midwest. It's funny how that goes. But these guys have more All-Star players this year that they have had, I believe, since 1978. I'm sure I'll get an email or a stat that someone will tell me that I am completely wrong. But that's amazing for the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, somewhat a team that, you know, some thought was maybe irrelevant to throw that word out there. But they have some ultimate great all-stars there in Pittsburgh. And they deserve to be in New York tonight. And I congratulate them. I think it's a great move for them. I think it's a great move for Major League Baseball, one of the story franchises in baseball, to get a couple of all-star guys there. And give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Again, that's 1-888-346-9144. Come in and join us. And this is something that just really – I love it. This is the dark days of baseball. And I spoke about it a little bit last week. There is nothing else going on. There's no soccer. There's basketball free agency, but that was pretty much wrapped up last week. Preseason football is coming up. That's something that we're all looking for, college and professional. But this is baseball's time. And I'm really happy baseball has this time. There's some intriguing stories out there. You know, I like to see the young guy, Mike Trout. I like to see Yasiel Puig. I mean, one of the most amazing things that I've really been able to see is the abundance of young talent that we have in Major League Baseball right now. There is an abundance of young talent. And that's something that, you know, these are farm-grown kids. These are kids that are coming out 22, 23 years old. They're coming out of college. They're coming out of great farm leagues. These guys are playing extremely well, extremely great baseball. And, you know, you want to watch these guys tonight. You want to see these guys have a good time. You want to see these guys focus. You want to see these guys continue to grow because, as I'll get into later on in the show, we're at a point now where we're starting to see our stars, my generational stars, retire and get hurt. Let's say A-Rod, for example. I'm sorry, let's say A-Rod. A-Rod, as a 23-year-old spring chicken out there in Texas, did things that was amazing, that garnered the huge contract that he did receive at that time. A-Rod's not A-Rod anymore. And possibly looking at a suspension due to biogenesis. Look at the great one, the great Derek Jeter. He's winding down. He gave it all he had when he came back, pulled another muscle. Now he's thinking possibly going back on the DL again. Derek Jeter's giving it all he has. And you have to say to yourself, maybe time is coming. You know, Kobe Bryant, Achilles heel injuries. I mean, these are the guys that are leaving our NFL. Our major pro team. But these are the guys that we watch. These are the guys we saw achieve greatness. These are the guys that we associate with greatness in each of these different sports. And it's time for them to shut it down. It's time to give the new guys a chance. It's time to give the new guys a chance. I'm all for the new guy. I love the old guy. They'll be in. They'll be on a Wheaties box. They'll be on television. They'll be calling games. They'll be relaxing. They'll pretty much do. These guys will be able to do whatever they pretty much want to do when their playing careers are over. So it won't be the last that we'll see of them. It'll just be the last that we see of their greatness in their respective sports. That's all. So get ready and hats off to a great Major League Baseball cast, a great Major League great baseball team. And let's not forget, folks, this game actually counts for something. So these guys are definitely playing for something tonight. They're going to have a lot of fun. They're in New York City. That's definitely the place to be. I can't wait to get there for the Super Bowl this year. But think about that for a second. It may be time to change the way we look at our athletes and give these new guys a chance. That may be one of the best things I think you can do. And I think we all should do. When we come back, Johnny Manziel has been in the news a lot for the wrong reasons since his hide and winning campaign. We're going to talk a little bit about Johnny Manziel and why we should expect anything different from a 19-year-old kid. Stay tuned. LATG Radio. Be right back.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
This is Lomas Brown, former Detroit Lion and current NFL analyst, and this is my Life After the Game.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Campbell, LATG Radio, coming to you live from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, July 16th. I want to thank all the people for joining us today. Always a great time to be on show at LATG Radio. Listen, so I'll talk a little bit about Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football is what they call him. And you think about this kid, man. You know, they're making a big deal, and it is somewhat of a big deal because, you know, the Manziel probably one of the most respected families in the NFL. You know, you look at their dad, Archie, you look at Eli, you look at Peyton, who I played against during my career as well, too. And, you know, this is something that's come up. He won a Heisman winning campaign. Then there was his tweet about not wanting to be on campus and not wanting to be at Texas A&M. And then there was a fight he got into at a bar. And then there was, of course, the skipping of he left early, the Manning passing camp. And just recently, you know, Peyton even took up for this guy. You know, in an interview with ESPN.com, Peyton said, "I enjoy meeting Johnny. I can remember a 20-year-old Eli missing a meeting and catching some flack at his passing camp. We always have counselors who leave early. Johnny was great with the campers for the time he was here. He had to leave early. I wish him the best and want him to come back as a counselor next year." And that's from Peyton. Now, let me tell you guys something about Peyton that you may not know. Peyton's probably one of the funniest and coolest guys you ever want to meet. You see him on that commercials, that's who Peyton Manning is. He's not being fake. He's funny. He's witty. He understands. One thing that Peyton didn't do is, one, win the Heisman Trophy, and two, had the type of freshman campaign that Johnny Manziel had. Now, you look at what Peyton, who was Peyton's Achilles heel when he was at Tennessee? And I'll tease him about it all the time. I had some buddies that played for the University of Tennessee. It was Florida. They could never beat Florida. They had one of the most talented teams when Peyton was there. They had Peyton Manning and Terry Fair and Al Wilson. I mean, all these first-round guys there at Tennessee, and they could never get past Florida. The year all these guys leave, Tennessee wins a national championship next year. How about that? Long story short, Johnny Manziel is a freshman in college. So let me bring it home to you. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Again, 1-888-346-9144. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Life After TK. If you've ever been a collegiate football player, and some of us have, some of us have not, it doesn't matter what division you are, it doesn't matter where you play, not diminishing that, but think about it. This kid is 18, 19 years old, however old Johnny Manziel is. He's a freshman at college. Now, you're number one, you're a student athlete. So you're there for your education first and foremost. You're a student athlete. You get on campus, play a little football, didn't think you were going. I mean, even when Johnny Manziel got the job, it wasn't guaranteed. He just performed like a Russell Wilson. He got to Seattle, and he performed. Put this kid on the field, and I did the right thing by putting this kid on the field. Cut him some slack, everyone. He's 19. You know, it goes to the old adage. You have to put yourself in someone's shoes first before you judge him. I never won a Heisman Trophy. I didn't really play till the last game of my freshman year. I got an interception that game, by the way, but I digress. You have to understand where Johnny Manziel is in his life. Does he have maturity? People say, "Oh, Johnny Manziel, he has maturity issues." Of course he has maturity issues. He's 19. Who didn't have maturity issues at 19 years old? And I'm a firm believer, and you've heard me preach about it on my show over and over and over again. We do have a responsibility as football players to set examples for the youth. We do have responsibilities as football players to be responsible. And as a quarterback, that responsibility is even heightened because that's what people look at. People want to look at your responsibility. People want to look at how you handle your responsibilities, how you handle your business. They dictate that with being a great quarterback. And you got to understand, Johnny Manziel's 5'11", 6 feet maybe. He's already on the bubble as far as what kind of draft pick he'll be, if he'll be successful in the NFL. I say all this to say, cut the kid a little slack. He's 19 years old. He'll learn. He will learn. And he has no one to call. He has no one to look at and say, okay, this is what this person did, because he's the only freshman ever to win the Heisman. Ever. The only freshman ever to win a Heisman. He can't go and say, I'm going to call this guy, I'm going to call a particular player, because he went through the same thing. He had to come back to campus. He had to come back to school. He had to follow up that campaign. No, he did not and does not have that ability to do that. So I say cut the kid a little slack. And I'm getting a tweet right now. What about his assault charge in 2012? Okay, good point. Well, I'll tell you this. When you're an 18-year-old Heisman winner, now, I never won a Heisman, but I've been in the NFL, and I know what it's like to go out, and there are guys out there that are jealous of you for whatever reason or believe that they didn't get the chance that they should have deserved in the NFL and had a shot. Your life, and on his level, may be a little different because he's a little younger, and I can imagine Wisconsin. You have guys that are going to try you. You have guys that are going to pick fights with you. You have guys that are going to say things to try to push your buttons to get you in trouble. You have to understand. At 36 years, I'm 36 years old. And while I now understand that I have to be the bigger man and walk away from those type of things, these are things that you learn. He's 19. It sounds good to say, oh, be smart, Johnny. Don't fall for that. He's just trying to push your buttons. Who didn't fall for that when they were 19 years old? If some guys talk trash, the first thing went out the window was you didn't think about being a football player. You thought about standing up for yourself. And that's all I believe that Johnny did. I don't know. I wasn't there. That's just somewhat my take on it. But I will say, cut the kids some slack. Have the pressure. Think about the pressure this guy is under. He has to take online classes. At Texas. Online classes. At Texas A&M. This guy can't even go to class because he's a freshman. If I won a Heisman as a freshman, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to get back on campus and party and hang out and have some fun and chill out with the Heisman. Nope, Johnny Manziel can't do that. Okay. Went out there and beat and did the unthinkable. Went out and beat Alabama and then followed up his Heisman Trophy winning campaign with a shellacking of Oklahoma. He can't celebrate because everyone's on him. You have to understand that Johnny Manziel will get it, and if he doesn't get it, he will get it. But being that young, being that successful, that's the type of pressure that I don't think condones bad behavior, and I don't condone his behavior at times, but I do understand guys have to learn to be professional. Guys have to learn to be grown. Guys have to learn to make the right decisions. I come from a generation where they let you make your mistakes so that you learn yourself. You know, how many of us in any situation, parents and grandparents and grandfathers have told us a million times not to do something, and then you did it anyway, then you finally learned your lesson when it didn't turn out well for you. Yeah, well, Johnny has maybe a lot to lose at this point in his life right now than some of us did when we were 19 years old. I mean, think about how many fights go on a college campus on an everyday basis. Every night basis, I should say. And here you got a freshman Heisman winner who's bottled up, who's dealing with all of this pressure. All I'm saying is look at it with an open mind. Look at it with an open mind. Put yourself in Johnny Manziel's shoes. The good is good. And that's usually all that people see. but don't necessarily see the bad that goes with it. And that's the pressure. This guy has a follow-up, a Heisman campaign. Most guys win a Heisman, and they go to the NFL. Their college careers are done. They don't have to go back to campus. They don't have to deal with that kind of pressure. And if he decides to go to the NFL this year, which he probably has to. I mean, if you look at Johnny Manziel, I would have to say I don't think he enjoys college very much. Not that he doesn't enjoy it, but even if he doesn't enjoy it, can you blame him? Can you blame him? It's tough being a collegiate athlete out there. You know, can't get a job. You don't have any money. Now, I don't know what Johnny's money situation. You know, his family may have a couple of dollars. I don't know. But understand, I would have done a lot of – I would have done everything I could to get a job, even while I was playing football, because we're broke college students. And that's what we want. So here's a kid. I'm in trouble with all these accolades. Supposed to have the world on platter and can't get it done. You know, a Heisman should be a good thing. A Heisman should be something that you can be proud of, and it should catapult you to different opportunities, which it has for Johnny. Which it has for Johnny. But let kid be 19. Let the kid be 19 for once. I enjoy 19. I enjoy just going to class, playing a little football. It was fun times. Great times. Didn't have to worry about the Heisman. Didn't have to worry about the TV camera. Didn't have to worry about the paparazzi. It was just good, fun college football. And that's what I want for Johnny. So all I say is just give this kid a chance. I think he'll work out. I think he'll be fine. I think at this point, he needs football. I think football will solve a lot of problems for Johnny Manziel. I think once he gets back on the court, once he gets back on the field, I truly believe that's going to be his saving grace, because then he can just concentrate on what he knows. And that's football. Let the kid play football. Johnny Manziel, I wish him the best. I wish him the best. I don't know if he has another Heisman Trophy campaign season in him. I guarantee you Alabama is looking for him. And every which way, shape, form, and fashion, they're going to do everything they can to make sure he does not beat them twice. And he did it in Alabama, by the way. Does not beat them twice. And Johnny Manziel has to figure out what works best for Johnny Manziel and what he has to do to get himself together. Because honestly, the kid's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of immaturity. He's got a lot of things to work on. But then again, who didn't at 19 years old? Stay tuned. When we come back, LATG Radio got some surprises for you. Stay tuned.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
This is Kurt Schilling, and this is My Life After the Game.
Welcome back. Life After the Game, LAT Radio, coming to you live, beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, 2:32 past the hour. So listen, had a chance. Everyone knows that I went to broadcast boot camp, but this is something that, and I had a chance to meet Jerry Madeline, who pretty much runs everything up there at ESPN as far as talent is concerned. And I forgot to thank him, because what ESPN has done, and I believe will truly rival at one point, nothing to really rival the Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine. However, it's time for ESPN The Body Issue. Now, remember when it first came out, you know, of course I flipped by the cover of whoever's on the cover, but the women, I'm just an admirer of athletes and female athletes, and this is something that is very intriguing. I have not had a chance to see it as of yet. However, I heard it's pretty good. I heard Kerry Walsh is really hot in his body issue cover. Actually, I heard all the women were pretty hot. I have not seen it. I've been extremely busy. But this, if you don't know what ESPN The Body magazine is, you've been on Mars the last 5 or 6 years. Body Issue has 8 athletes from a wide range of disciplines gracing multiple covers. Now, you got a lot of people this year. You got a Miami outfielder, G. Stanton, Denver Nuggets forward, Kenneth Reed, Colin Kaepernick. And for the women, Tara Geiger on a motorcycle, Sydney LaRue showing off her soccer physique, Courtney Force, and beach volleyball player Kerry Walsh with the baby. That's pretty sweet. This is something that I like a lot, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool that ESPN does it. It's different, you know. It just shows how innovative that they have become, and how they do things and revolutionizing sports and industry and everything that's that they do today. But think about it. You got to be pretty comfortable to just be butt naked on the cover of ESPN magazine, and I'm pretty even when I was in my best shape. I don't know if I would have did ESPN Body Magazine, but it becomes kind of somewhat of a rite of passage for some of these guys. I guess some of them are flattered, the ladies and the men, you know, be on. I don't know if I could have did that. I don't know if I could have did. I enjoy looking at the lovely ladies in ESPN The Body Issue, but I don't know if I would have really jumped on board to be naked on the cover of ESPN The Body Issue. That's just me. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Again, that's 1-888-346-9144. And it's SEC Media Day today. You know, and man, Johnny Manziel, I just got a tweet from someone. I'm a Johnny Manziel hater. I'm not a Johnny Manziel hater. I'm a Johnny Manziel understander. I understand the kid. He's apologized at Texas A&M. I mean, what do you want from this kid? You know, that. And anyway, that was last segment. But I'll entertain just because you sent the tweet. And I really appreciate the tweet, by the way. I'm being a little sarcastic. Johnny Manziel apologized to the staff. He apologized to Peyton Manning. Yes, he went out and partied. What did you do at 19 in college? You went out and you partied. That's all the kid did. That's all the kid did. He went out and partied. You know, get the kid, cut the kid a little bit of slack. But back on the new news, there's a lot of going on in the world of sports right now. You know, SEC conferences today. Florida was 11-2 last year, and there are just some things that it's just the SEC's time. I've spoken with a lot of my guys in the NFL and outside of football and I've made this point. I played the University of Wisconsin from 1994 to 1998. And at that time, the Big Ten was dominant. Wisconsin had just won the Rose Bowl. We continued to stay dominant throughout the 90s, early 2000s, and perennial top 25 until this year. Have mercy on our soul. Hopefully we'll climb back in it. Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State, Illinois. We had a dominant conference, and it was the Big Ten's time. It was just our time. Now, right before that was the Pac-12's time. Oh, man, maybe right after that, Pac-12's time. You know, you had the USC's, the Oregon State's are now. I mean, the Pac-12 had some dominant teams. Washington back in those days. I mean, these were some dominant teams back then. Then it became the SEC's time. The SEC has been a dominant force in college football. National championship after national championship coming from the SEC. I had a chance to hang out with my guy, Michael Clayton of LSU greatness, and he continued to tell me how great LSU was and the national championship. He's got a Super Bowl ring and a national championship ring. You know, not too many guys have that. Shout out to my man Mike down there at Tampa. But you got to understand, like I told Mike, it's your time, and soon it won't be. Soon the parity in college football will change, and soon it won't be. And then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But that's just what the SEC brings to the table. I mean, it's a line of scrimmage league. I mean, I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I did some football camps. I'm talking about at my size. I was a 6-foot corner, which was somewhat tall for my day, being that tall of a cornerback. I had a camp last year, Yahoo Sports 100, where all of my DBs, except for three, were taller than me. And I'm a 6-foot corner. He's got corners and safeties at 6'2", 6'3", 6'1". Huge. These guys would have been wide receivers, defensive ends, tight ends in my heyday. That's something that is just the football is just changing. It's a different sport. And the funny thing is these guys are getting bigger, but there's less hitting in football. There's less hitting in camps. You can't hit this guy with your head. I'm with that 100%. We got to keep these kids healthy out here. These are what these guys have been taught their entire life. So it's going to be a situation we have to weed it out. It's not going to happen overnight. But that's something that we have to be wary of. But the SEC has just been dominant. And when you have guys that big, you have to be careful. You have to be careful when you have guys that huge, when you have guys that are performing that well. The NCAA has also stated that they will be putting stricter rules on hits to the head this year in the upcoming NCAA season, which is awesome. Awesome. This is something that I don't think anyone saw coming years ago, but it's something that is needed. I've been 100% behind the concussion campaign and preventing concussions. And this is something that, we as the NFL and NFL players in general have a system where it just trickles down. It just trickles down. And I say this because you go to a high school game in October here in Atlanta, Georgia, anywhere in Atlanta, Georgia, and the kids are wearing pink socks, they're wearing pink towels, they're wearing pink gloves, they're wearing pink shoes. Do these kids know exactly that for breast cancer wellness? I'm sure that they have come to know that, but they do it because they see the NFL doing it. They do it because they see these guys making an example and saying, we're going to support breast cancer awareness, and it trickles down. You can't do it as much in college because of all the violations that you may receive, but in high school, these kids are wearing pink. They're supporting a great cause, but let's be honest, they're doing it because they see the NFL doing it, and one, they want to emulate their favorite player. So, Tom Dernhardt of the Big Ten NFL Network, Big Ten Network, however, is at a gathering of college football officials and reports they're being trying to take the new rule very, very seriously. Very, very seriously. Now, listen, here it is right here. The Big Ten's marching orders for its officials on players who hit defensive opponents in the head is, when in doubt, throw him out. The Big Ten, like the NFL, reviews questionable hits on Monday after games and can suspend players. But the conference doesn't want to deal with it on Mondays. The conference wants officials to deal with it on Saturdays by ejecting players from games. So if you hit a defensive player, you can actually be put out of the game. NFL officials also have the authority to eject players for hits to the helmet of defensive opponents But most of the time, it's a 15-yard penalty, and we all know that. I mean, we all understand it's a 15-yard penalty, and it should be a 15-yard penalty. But imagine if your favorite NFL players are getting kicked out of the game for hits to the head. You would go crazy, I would go crazy, and of course, Vegas would go crazy because they'd be messing up all the numbers and all the bets. So this is where we are with the football right now. The key is, how long is it going to take for us to get a uniform level of safety for the NFL? I mean, a uniform level of safety. This is something that we have to continue to work on. I'll continue to work on, but it's something that's good for everyone. As a father that is conflicted on whether or not his boy will actually play football, it's good to hear. It's definitely good to hear, and it's something that we want to take advantage of while we can. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144, 1-888-346-9144. And you just can't get away from that. You just can't get away from that. So what we're going to do is actually coming in the next break, actually has some a funny story. I don't know if I was ahead of the curve, but while I was at broadcast boot camp, we had to do an editorial. And my editorial just happened to be on the Patriot Way. Now, it wasn't really the Aaron Hernandez story that really threw me for a loop on the Patriot Way. It actually started with Daquan Underwood years ago when he actually cut this young man the night before the Super Bowl for offensive lineman that didn't even play. Now, mind you, they have not won a Super Bowl since Spygate. So that's definitely something to think about. They have not won a Super Bowl since Spygate. That is something that when you look at the Aaron Hernandezes and you look at the Pouncey brothers of what they were accused of this week when they actually wore the Free Hernandez hats out at a club. You know, that's something that we have to take extremely seriously. Extremely seriously, because this is a guy who's, of course, innocent until proven guilty. However, and I know these, and I know the Pouncey brothers, I know that they went to Florida with Aaron Hernandez, and I can honestly say if I had a fellow teammate that I chose to support in such a tragic thing, I don't know if I would be wearing his hat around. However, you have to understand the gravity of what this young man is accused of. And indirectly, the Pouncey brothers happened to be with Hernandez back in 2007 when two other people were allegedly shot. So that's something that you have to think about, you have to consider moving forward when you decide to get out there and you decide to support these players. Stay tuned. When I come back, we're going to have motivational moments with my man, Marquay Ball. Stay tuned. LATG Radio. We go.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Lockdown Coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter. Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
I'm Keyshawn Johnson, currently NFL analyst for ESPN. You're listening to Life After the Game.
Welcome back, LETG Radio. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, coming to you live from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. 47 minutes past the hour, 13 minutes left with you, my beautiful listeners. Hope you all are well today. And again, back for his second week and such a blessing. Got some rave reviews from his information last week. My good friend, my good buddy here to drop some knowledge on us. Motivational moments. Marquay Ball, my man Marquay. What's yours, brother?
How you doing, Mr. Campbell? Good to be here.
I'm good, Mr. Ball. How are you?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm happy to be back with the LATG family. I had a fantastic week. Had an opportunity to listen to the clip last week, and I was really excited that we got some good feedback. And last week, you know, we had started a segment on the right systems to utilize to accomplish success. And, you know, it got me to thinking, Mr. Campbell,
right.
You know, there are four major areas that we all have in common that we want to experience a high level of success. I mean, if you think about it, we all want to experience becoming and maintaining financial independence, right? And we all want to experience healthy, fulfilling relationships. And we also all want to experience a high level of success on our jobs, on our professions. And we all want to experience good health, right? And last week, we actually introduced that concept of using the right systems to accomplish success. And this week, I wanted to move forward with that, and as my pops would say, son, I'm not trying to teach anything new, but I want to stir up in you what you already know. And so I wanted to remind our listening audience of the two most important systems that they can actually implement today to immediately put them on the course, or if you will, the path to success in their lives. And, you know, that first system that I think is vital for everyone to have is a system of accountability. And simply put, Mr. Campbell, if you don't have accountability in your life, there is no way possible for you to stick with your action plans. The things that you said are going to help you accomplish those goals, you cannot stick with it, because accountability is simply someone or something holding you to do exactly what you said you were going to do, as you said you were going to do it, when you said you were going to do it. Accountability keeps you in line. So this is a good reminder that we need to have someone or something, and usually that something is our value system. Now, keep in mind that accountability partners are it's not always fun to hear at times exactly the feedback that they have to get us, but it's exactly what we need to push us to that next level. And, you know, we really have two types of accountability to keep in mind. We've got internal accountability, and that's that accountability that's asking ourselves, how am I doing? And then we have that external accountability, and that's someone else asking, how are you doing? And being honest with you with their observation of how you're doing. And there was something that my father taught me when I was young. He said, son, there is no such thing as real accountability without transparency. And so remember that honesty is paramount in accountability, because true accountability leads you to greater performance, less stressful lives, greater income, and increased profitability on your jobs if you own businesses. So your accountability partner must be given full permission to call you out and speak honestly about your spending habits, your investments, whether you're investing poorly with your time, your behavior, your thinking errors, and the relationships that you're keeping. And speaking of relationships, it's kind of a perfect segue to that second system that's important for us to keep in mind. And that's a system of healthy boundaries. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't understand, that highly successful and highly effective people, they all set boundaries. Because essentially boundaries are there to protect you. I mean, right. You need them. And honestly, I think that you actually deserve that level of protection on yourself, right? So they're important, particularly when it comes to the area of money, because a boundary is just simply a limit that you put between yourself and someone else, right? And so when you look at what boundaries are protecting us from, I think essentially they're protecting us from two different types of things, what I call money moochers and time wasters, okay, particularly for professional athletes, money moochers and time wasters. Because right. when you have a boundary, it defines a clear line in the sand, and it helps you spot and avoid what I call toxic relationships. You'll be able to identify those a lot easier because you got a boundary, and you're saying, wait, that's already in place. You're crossing that, right? And so when you right. have money moochers, sometimes you need to set a boundary for yourself because we mooch our own money. That's why most of us are broke. That's why most of us can't experience a high level of success financially. We mooch for ourselves. And in as athletes, you know, you get a wave of money moochers. And then you get to time wasters. Sometimes we waste our own time. Most times, 95% of the time, the greatest enemy you'll have is the person you look in the mirror at every single day. So we waste most of our own time. And then you have people who will waste your time if you allow them to waste your time. In life, I think life is measured in units of time and energy, where you use your time and how you exert your energy. And so you have to protect those areas. So you have to learn sometimes to say no to irresponsible people, people who are irresponsible with their time and their money, and people who take advantage of your relationship with them. So setting those clear boundaries is going to keep you on the path. It's the guardrails that keeps you on that path of success. And accountability is the fuel in the tank that keeps that engine going, if that makes any sense at all. And so those are two areas that I think if you implement those today, you will experience guaranteed success. Now, I didn't say overnight success, but it right. will be guaranteed success nonetheless. And listen, I know we're drawing down on time, but I have to say this. I've enjoyed this time, and I'd love to hear you all's feedback, LATG listening audience. So feel free to tweet me at my handler, MarquayBaul, that's MarquayBaul, on Twitter, and become engaged in the conversation so that you guys can experience a more fulfilled and successful life by being a part of your success. And so I'll be honest with you, Brother Campbell. I'm a pretty self-conscious guy. I got low self-esteem, man. So you guys keep your compliments in your, or scratch that, keep your compliments coming and keep your complaints to yourself, man, because my self-esteem is not at that level yet. I don't know if I can handle that right now, brother. So I would love for them to tweet me and be a part of the conversation with LATG, my family.
Oh, man, Marquay, definitely knowledge, man. That's something that I think is very important. You know, I mean, every time I speak to you, whether it's on the phone or on the show, you always give me something to think about. And the funny thing is a lot of things that we've heard throughout our lifetime that we've kind of let slip to the wayside. Life takes a hold of it. Sometimes you forget the importance, as you said today, of accountability and setting those kind of boundaries. You need that refresher in life.
You got to have it, man. And that's the important thing about accountability is it keeps you going and keeps you moving in the right direction. And I love how we started this out. That hit me a lot. My dad said, son, I'm not trying to teach you anything new, but I want to stir up in you what I've already taught you, what you already know. I don't think success is a destination. I think success is more or less something that it's already inside of us, but we just have to keep pulling it out. And that's what that accountability does for you. It keeps pulling it out. It keeps reminding you, here's your vision. Here's where you saw yourself 5, 10, 15 years from now. Here is what you said you wanted to do. Now, I'm going to help you measure success because, again, success is actually measurable. I think any goal needs to be measurable, and it needs to have a timetable to it. And so how do you measure success? Who's measuring success for you? Because a lot of times we get caught up in our own emotions. We get caught up in our world. And my dad used to tell me, say, son, I need you to listen to me for a second because right now you're so emotional about this thing. You're not seeing clear. I know you're in the water drowning, but trust me, I'm in the boat and I can see a little bit better than you. And that's what accountability does. It gives you a clear, objective, non-emotional viewpoint of where you really are at that moment of your life. And that's the, I'm going to tell you something, that is one of the biggest missing links, one of the biggest. The other one is actually mentorship, but accountability is that piece that most people do not take advantage of to help them really accomplish the level of success that they were actually created, engineered, and designed to experience. And wow. So we got to keep that.
Wow. Wow, you have to keep it coming, man. I mean, those are wise words from my man, Mark Quade Ball. Like you said, let him know he's doing a great job, everyone. So let him know that he's doing a great job. You heard how to reach him. Make sure you tweet him at MarkQuadeBall, Mark Quade Ball, info@markquadeball.com. And make sure you check out his website, www.markquadeball.com. Brother Ball, a pleasure again. I want to thank myself. Had to hold that 45 minutes. I want to thank my LATG audience for all the questions and all the emails. Stay tuned for next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. LATG Radio, we gone.
Thanks again for joining Lamar Campbell for Life After the Game. Be sure to listen to our program every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. May the coming week be one of greatness in your life.